And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And opening up tonight at the Shreveport Little Theater, it's the Little Theater Academy's 2019 Senior Academy Musical, Legally Blonde. And I'm not sure how you become legally blonde, but we're going to find out. And joining me now are Laura Bierman Nugent, who directs this production, along with Adam Philly, the music director. And they're going to fill us in on all the details, including the legalities of becoming legally blonde. So,
I think you have to start with some hair.
I had some once, and it was blonde, too. So how about that? So Laura and Adam, thanks so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. So, legally blonde, obviously tongue-in-cheek reference to Ditzy Blonde and law school, which of course is the backdrop for this whole production. So let's go into a little bit of the plot. Let's first of all talk about Ellie. Who is Ellie, who is our lead character? And if you've seen the movie, played by Reese Witherspoon's very beautifully, but we've got a great cast for the musical version of this year, and we want to know more about her.
Yeah, so our Elle Woods is Sophia Gappo, and she is a junior at Caddo Magnet High School. And she just plays this beautiful, quirky, just college girl who falls in love. And when she thinks her boyfriend is about to propose to her, he ends up breaking up with her. And to try to win him back, she is going to take her degree in fashion merchandising and try to become a lawyer. So it follows her throughout her adventures of really falling in love, getting broken up with, and then truly discovering who she is as a person through this adventure. It's a great story. It's a feel good story, but it also teaches a really great lesson. I always say that my favorite line from the show is "being true to yourself never goes out of style." And so it's just this idea that you shouldn't change who you are for anybody. It's got a great message.
So now her boyfriend who breaks up with her is actually the governor's son, is he not?
Well, not in the musical, he's not. In the movie, he is. But in the musical, he's just from a well-to-do family.
But he's ambitious. And
he's very ambitious.
He doesn't see her as serious enough to be on his arm for his political and ambitious career.
That is correct. That is correct.
She comes off a little bit on the flighty side, but beneath that, you find that there's more there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the real key to this is the difference between superficial features and what you see on the book cover versus what lays inside. So give us the backdrop. This is actually taken from some real life kind of background.
Yeah.
So could you tell us a little bit about that story?
Yeah. So the author wrote a book about her experience essentially being miscredited as a blonde and how nobody gave her any recognition that she was ever going to go anywhere. So she wrote a book about it. And the book, of course, got picked up and turned into the Reese Witherspoon movie. And then that was so wildly popular that they said, hey, let's make it a musical. Really? So they made it a musical. And it is still across the board. It premiered in 2007 on Broadway. And it's still, to this day, one of the most highly produced shows, specifically because it's just got a wide audience appeal.
And, you know, the story really lays itself out for the musical because so much of the subplot can be sung, and so they turn this into a wonderful set of songs. Adam, can you tell us a little bit about the music in the background?
Sure, and I think part of its staying power, its popularity, is how the music is written. It's not a jukebox musical. It is a pop contemporary musical, but it's not a jukebox musical where it's verse chorus. You know, there's we joke that this is the musical of key changes. because the composer's just, I mean, it's very, even the misconception of pop and contemporary music is that it's simple.
Right.
And this musical, music-wise, is far from simple.
Right.
And I think that is part, like I say, part of the staying power of this music. They, while there is, you know, in-depth and complex musical parts to it, they are also beautiful melodies and catchy tunes that you will walk out humming, which I think is a a must when you go see a good musical. Well, you've got to be able to walk out.
I mean, if you don't walk away from Fiddler on the Roof thinking, if I were a rich man.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know, right.
The performance hasn't done it for you, obviously. So, this is, the key changes are going to stretch some vocal cords in there, are they not?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, it absolutely has been a challenge. When you listen to pop contemporary stuff, you think, oh, that's just, and then when you finally get in there and get your teeth into it, you're like, hold on a minute. Right? This is more challenging than I expected it to be. And so I think that's been it's been a good challenge for our students.
The bane of every musician is, oh, it looks so simple. Yeah, well, you sit down for 15 years and practice this. It's not simple because nobody sees what goes in behind the scenes to learn.
Right. And Elle Woods has become one of the big roles for females contemporary musical theater. So Sophia has done a great job of tackling the vocal demands for that role are huge.
Yeah, so they're insane.
So let's go through the cast a little bit. The plot of this, let's give that real quick.
Yeah, so essentially she goes, right? She falls in love. She finds herself at Harvard trying to win her man back.
She's at UCLA.
Yeah, she's at UCLA. She's an LA
sorority girl.
So it's kind of like this idea of this fish out of water. She is blonde and tan, and she ends up finding herself at Harvard, and she is not like anybody else. And she finds this unlikely friendship with her assistant law professor who works for Professor Callahan, is her law professor, and his assistant, Emmett, is kind of like a fish out of water as well. And so they find this common ground, and he helps guide her through law school. And then we see her truly succeed when they get the big murder trial, and it comes to be that she is going to help defend one of her sorority sisters that is a big exercise queen now. And so we just get to see her grow, and we get to see how her and Emmett's relationship really starts because they both are kind of outcasts in a world where you wouldn't imagine they would be. Right. So we get to watch all of that unfold, and it's great.
So this is a Valley girl going to Harvard,
yeah,
right in the middle of the, we're going to take on every social cause
right
that we can imagine,
yeah.
I mean, they all of her colleagues are just invested in
right
social
yes
things, and she's a fashion major. So, yeah. There's not a lot that she has in common with them until it is unveiled that there is more depth to her
yes
than they even imagined.
I think it's the unveiling is even for her as well.
Yeah.
For so long she had identified herself in this relationship with Warner. And when Warner decides that he wants someone, quote unquote, serious, yeah, then she ends up having to find herself.
And that brings us to the substance of this, yeah, is finding who you really are,
yeah,
and then sticking with that rather than playing a role for some other character, because
yeah
life is not a role. Roles are on theater and on stage,
yeah,
but life is not a role that you play. It is something you live, and you only get one shot at it. There's
right
only one performance, so
yep
you don't get to go back and do a second performance the next night and get it better. So.
Right. And it's great to see structurally in the musical how she does try to adapt to her environment.
Right.
She really does try to fit in with everybody. And as she's trying, she just realizes that she's not true to herself. And so she goes and does things her own way and ends up being very successful.
Exactly. Let's talk about some of the other characters. We've mentioned Elwood. We've got Emmett Richards, who is the assistant law professor. They kind of end up interested. We won't give the spoiler alert. So, and Warner, where does he end up? Does he end up in Hollywood playing an actor, a blonde actor?
It's very funny. Again, structurally, the way that the show is set up, at the very end, there's a song that says, Elle said we could play Where Are They Now? And so we go through and tell you what happens to each character. And Warner ends up quitting and becoming a model because he makes more money that way, which is funny because he essentially becomes what Elle was.
Right.
He's, striving for law school and wanting to be the big lawyer. And then the end, he quits and becomes a model.
He realizes, hey, I'm good looking. I can
exactly
make a lot of money doing this. What do I need all this? What do I need to go into court and argue with lawyers and judges and stuff.
With that great intro, Warner's played by Garrison Gay.
Yeah, Garrison Gay. He's a Parkway student. He's a junior at Parkway High School. Okay. And he, you know, we really, when we talked to him about developing his character, it was like, you really have to attach yourself to that image of JFK, right? Like that, this, he makes references to L being more like Marilyn and him needing more of a Jackie. And so it was like, I want you to dive in and really get to know JFK because that's your inspiration. Right, that's who Warner wants to be. I mean, he specifically says, if I'm going to be a senator by the time I'm 30, I need somebody serious. And it's like that. So it's been great watching him be able to at least tap into history and see what it's like.
And it does help that he looks like a Kennedy.
He does. Well, chiseled jaw, sweeping hair. It's like, you're such a Kennedy.
He's loving this right now.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go through some of the other characters. Who do we got on stage and give them their props?
Yeah, so Micah Thomas is our Emmett. And Micah has, he's a student at BPSI. We like to bring in students from BPSI to mentor just because they are working at a college level.
Right.
And so it's really great. We have four BPSI students that are essentially mentoring the cast. And Micah originally was in a different role. And then shortly at the beginning of May, our kid that was playing Emmett found out that he got a job and had to move.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like, well, Micah, you're up to bat, kid.
There
let's go.
Uh-huh.
And being a college student, he handled that transition beautifully. And then, of course, we've got our trio of Elle's best friends, Margot, Serena, and Pilar. And those are played by Leslie Hobgood and Cecilia Shardar and Tyler Stewart. And there, Leslie is from Evangel. Cecilia is from Loyola. Tyler is from Benton High School. So, or Benton Middle School, I should say, actually.
Wow.
And so they round out that core of girls. And then we've got Ellie Kate Jackson and Chloe Garcia, Brendan Anderson, and Malik Simon. They are all the notable Harvard students. Madeline Eagles is playing Brooke Windham. And people will need to be prepared to be blown away by this child because she does an opening of Act Two where she literally jumps rope for 5.5 minutes while singing.
That's not easy.
No. Like we
better her than me.
Right? And we choreographed the number early on, and every day they would come in for 15 minutes and they would jump rope and sing the song. And it's a showstopper for the top of Act Two. Our preview audience last night was clapping halfway through the number because they're all just up there singing and jumping rope. So
Rocky had it hard just doing it to the music background score.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, forget that. So. Well, who else do we have that you'd like to give props to?
And then Nico. Do you want to talk about Nico?
Yeah, so Nico Bendele is playing Professor Callahan, and this is his kind of first foray into theater. But he is a homeschooled he'll be a senior next year.
Okay.
So great. I think he's really enjoyed it, and we've really enjoyed having him and watching him grow into this opportunity.
Yeah.
We have... So a couple of our students are playing multiple roles. You want to talk about Demi?
Yeah, Demi Thompson. He is a senior he actually just graduated from Captain Shreve, and he is playing there's a couple of boys because, you know, sometimes boys are hard to come by in theater. He's playing several roles, as well as Trey Gay is his name. They are both playing several roles within the show, and it's really great to watch them as young actors understand that each character they create has to be different.
Right.
So they have really risen to the challenge of playing two or three different characters that have to be completely different. They've done a fantastic job.
It's interesting. I mean, most of the theme of this movie play is taking off the mask and becoming real. But as theater students, that's all you do is you put on masks.
Right.
And you have to not only assume the mask, but you have to assume the persona and the spirit behind that mask in order to pull off that character correctly.
Yeah. They've done a fabulous job with that.
Wonderful. How about the stage setting and the music? Are you going to be, is this background music or do you have an orchestra or a score or
you know,
a performance?
We moved to tracks for most of our stuff just because of space and budget constrictions, you know. But, I always say that the exciting part about being in, 2019 is that the tracks that they are able to create these days are good. We edit them. We have the ability to go in and make them our own, and they sound you know, like live musicians for a lot of this.
And
stuff,
how about the stage setting? What's the design like?
It is, you know, this is what we call a rolling and a flying show because there's so many different settings within the show. It has been like units that roll on and roll off and set pieces that fly in from the grid and fly out. And our stage management team has done a fantastic job. You know, once the show opens, that's all them.
Yeah.
They have to coordinate and make sure all the set pieces get out. And we have a pretty large crew for the show just because it's so big and it moves so quickly. And another thing about this show, the way that it's written, is that the scene changes are within songs and scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really taught them, like, you have to make the scene change, but you have to be very inconspicuous about it because you don't want to distract from, you know, the plot that's developing. They've done a phenomenal job of just getting all of those scene changed with these huge set pieces that are moving in and out and flying. Yeah,
so it's a good workout for the students who are working to be stage crews.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know, because there's more to theater than what's on the stage. There's so much more going on behind the scene that so many people work in that area of theater. The people actually on stage are probably the smaller proportion of all of those working in theater.
Yeah, when you look at how much goes into it, you know, the actors always get all of the credit.
Right.
But that crew has just, they have such a huge job, and they're very serious about what they do. These are kids that want to go into the technical side of theater in college, and so they're very, very focused and serious to make sure that they are doing the best job that they can because that's their field, their expertise, and so they want to make sure that they're just as much on top of their game as the actors are.
We said when they wrote and designed the original Legally Blonde that they clearly weren't thinking about community theaters. Said in the middle of songs,
right.
And it's just these big scene changes. So it's definitely been a challenge, but she's absolutely right.
Well, that's the kind of challenge that students need, and really that's the mission of Shreveport Little Theater Academy is to train these students in the challenges and, you know, the triumphs and the failures that come along with theater.
Very much so, very much so. You know, we always, it's our big three words are collaborate, create, and celebrate.
Right.
Collaboration, of course, is number one. Always number one, because without each other in theater, nothing can happen without each other. So we really drive home that point with the kids that this is collaboration. It's all of us working together to make this, not just the actor singing, not just the spotlight operator, not just, you know, the musicians. It's all of us together creating this one show. And it really does wonderful things because we do have students from so many different walks of life and areas, schools. And it's great to watch them come together and understand, like, so my program competes against your program, you know, during district rallies. But when we're here, we're all creating as one. And it's, you know, it really is a great lesson for them when things go wrong.
Right.
I always say fail forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, make sure if you fail, you have to learn and you have to know what to do next time. So it's, you know, if we have a bad dress rehearsal, it's okay because we at least discover what went wrong and we can fix it.
Single failure is not a problem. Making the same mistake over and over again,
that kind of gets to be a
problem. and really, you know, theater is one big choreographed dance.
Oh, yes.
Putting on a show, that's what it is. It is a choreographed, highly intricate dance with everybody moving at their specific point and to their specific beat in the show. And that's that, you know, really brings the whole thing together to where everybody moving in sync. It's sort of like if you watch a nest of ants, it looks like random chaos, but they're all moving according to a specific plan. And once you study that for a while, you realize, wow, that's pretty intricate, you know, and pretty powerful. So, well, how about the show times and how do folks get tickets?
So the we open tonight, and exciting for us. We've had such great response
Yeah, we are releasing at noon today. We are releasing our very limited set of seats that are left. If you were to go on the website right now, you would look and see, and it looks like the entire show is sold out.
Yeah.
But we always keep just a few seats. Of course, you know, in case anybody in a wheelchair needs a handicap accessible seat, but we do release those on performance day. So we will be releasing tickets at noon. They're very limited. I would say probably for the entire run from now till Sunday, there's maybe 40 seats left overall. But calling the box office at Shreveport Little Theater, 318-424-4439. They open at noon. That's one way, probably the quickest way at this point. And then, of course, our website, if you go to ShreveportLittleTheater.org, at the top right corner, you'll see buy tickets now. And if there are any available on the website, they'll be there.
And show times are tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night at 7:30, and Sunday at 2.
Got a nice family matinee on Sunday, as always. So,
yeah.
Well, I want to thank you both for joining me this morning. You have any final thoughts before we go?
Just always remember that Shreveport Little Theaters are one of the country's longest continually running community theaters, and we want to make it to 100 seasons. We're close to that, but we want to make it to 200.
You're 99?
This is 98.
98.
Yeah,
98,
so we're almost there.
So we always appreciate the community's support, but we always ask for you to continue
to support the educational aspect of theater. Right. That's always the most important thing driving home, is that this is educational. It's about the process. It's about watching these kids grow from where they were to what they are now, and just supporting them, just like you would support a high school football player playing football. Support those theater kids, because they are expressing themselves through art.
And I'm doing it for selfish reasons. When I'm old and retired, I want people who know how to act up on
stage.
So,
us too, yeah.
There you go. You got a ways to go. I'm a little closer to that than y'all. So, Laura and Adam, thank you so much for joining
us.
Thanks
for having
us.
Thanks.
That was Laura Bierman Nugent, who directs this new production of Legally Blonde, along with Adam Philly, who is the music director. Legally Blonde is presented by the Shreveport Little Theater Academy, and it's their 2019 senior musical. This production opens tonight at 7:30 p.m. with additional performances this Friday and Saturday, May 24th and 25th at 7:30, and this Sunday, May 26th at 2 p.m. All performances are at Shreveport Little Theater, located at 812 Margaret Place in Shreveport. For details, visit them online at ShreveportLittleTheater.com, and theater is spelled R-E at the end, or you can call 318-424-4439. That's 318-424-4439. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.